Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the... Wait. Did you see the Theta York delivery to Nanaimo on Twitter?
I did. With the Pop and Max sticker. Yeah, that was awesome.
Shout out to those two. That was awesome. And then shout out to Nanaimo's wife, who I don't know if he's just kidding, but she's a big Papa Max fan. At least while they're on vacation, and he makes her listen to it.
This week's episode is brought to you by None of Secret Supply of Sauce, the best sauce known to mankind, and available on shelf anywhere. Even when the freezer is full of sauce, there is still no sauce for you. You want some of Nona sauce? Too bad, only Nona decided who gets the sauce.
Papa's popping and locking. Magnum scrutinizing. Papa Max Podcast.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Season 2, Episode 49 of the Zilly Award-winning Poppin' Mags Pinecast. Mags, you okay over there?
I'm okay, just choking on my water, as one does, gracefully.
Always so graceful. Better water than hot coffee, which is normally what I'm choking on if it's a beverage, which is brutal. Mm.
That's also a good choice to choke on, hot coffee.
Yeah, it's not, though. It's not.
Better than choking on cold coffee. Am I right?
I guess so, sure. All right, so it's been a bit. But I just want to let the tens and tens know that we can still add by seven. So I think we're going to go back into revisit some of these, reverse countdowns that we got going on here for old time's sake. Okay. All right. So let's take it from the top here, as is on my notes. K-Fuel, 467 days since we were promised, and the huddle for the AMA. We are now at the century mark, 100 days since the huddle occurred. I did see that Baller has started to get on the case of the Tigons, and honestly, rightfully so. You know, this was a prominent data drop project, big promises, and I understand setbacks, but, you know, let's not just disappear. I don't know your thoughts.
Couldn't agree more. I'll say that. What's going on, AMA? Where's the Tigon Pog? I don't know if that's
that too.
Tyler question, or I mean, I don't know if that's a whatever, but that's not there. I mean, the coin thing and the staking for someone who aped into the badges, you know, last Super Bowl time frame, because the token drop was imminent, or staking was imminent at that point. And then we haven't heard hide nor hair. I don't know if that's the right way to say that. but we didn't hear anything either. And two, like, what's the utility of the coin, right?
Absolutely. That's the major question. And, you know, out of all of those things, the Tigon Pog is the thing I'm least concerned about, to be honest.
Agreed.
You know, let's get some of this other stuff taken care of first before you start throwing more stuff at us. And
yeah,
I'm not
that's
sure.
Like taking a play out of the Mystic Guru's playbook.
Ooh, yeah. Have you got your custom yet?
No. That countdown's got to be insane. Did you get yours?
Your PCG? No, I didn't. I don't know that I'm ever going to get it, though. I don't know that I'm ever going to get it. And you know what? At this point, I'm sour to it. The way that that was.
No, go ahead. You're sour.
Just the way it was handled just soured me. And it was such a poor job, in my opinion, that first go round. It was just like, what is this? You put out all of these like I've said it before, the ones that were done nearby it, they were all super quality. Like they look cool. And then this one, it's like, what is that? But now you got me going.
Yeah, is Theta doing another one of those
hackathons? Yes.
Yes.
I believe they are.
Oh, they are? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Promoted on Papa Mags.
Yeah, sure. Capital H-A-C-K-a-thon.
They should have some integrity members that are nonpartisan just to see, like, hey, what project did you abandon or stop working on to work on this?
Yeah, yes, exactly. I mean, in my opinion, just stop. I can't really think of anything that has come solely because of the hackathons. There's probably a couple, but there's guaranteed more wasted money than anything.
Dude, oh, wait, okay, hold on. We got Theta Millions, bro.
We got,
and you know what's funny about that is, I mean, that was like a copy. ETH did something like that. Where the hell is that? Who's talking about that fucking thing? No one.
Well, actually, I saw Hey Mom recently was like, hey, what's going on with this?
Yeah.
And the answer is absolutely nothing, you know, because he fulfilled his hackathon by creating these million boxes and a million of us, or however many of us, sent a million T-Fuel to him. Bunch of saps.
Yep.
Shout out Sap Yanny.
Nobody's ready for Sap Yanny.
And this white iPhone. All right. So obviously next on our list and dear to the heart, Replay. 486 days. This is the American version, right? Since the token and the DEX. Actually, no, I'm sorry. The token was 569 days.
I think it's the overall version, because if that's the day they're saying they're giving them, and then they do one of those things where they say, oh, doesn't apply to you. I mean, yeah, they got their token, but they didn't live up to anyone.
Oh, no, I'm 100%.
We were all supposed to get the coins.
Yeah. No, no one's been lived up to. The thing has no value. It's got no use. There's nothing to do with it.
I know I kind of said this before, but it's like, and we've talked about how regular business works, not, you know, people that just do startups, but like real businesses, you know, when they can't deliver, they make it right. And I've always heard this thing where, like, if you're going down the wrong road or the wrong path, turn around. No, these fucks, they're just keep going, and they're doubling down because they've seen they've been getting a little chirpy on the boards lately.
Oh, really?
What'd you say? Oh, yeah.
I did notice that someone got a little chirpy this week. Jim Oriqua Jr. Not sure who this guy is.
AKA Mags.
Yeah, he changed his name to Mags.
Now, I just want to say, is he impersonated me? It feels like that might be a Twitter, hey, this guy, Jamoraque _Jr. is impersonating Magnum Pineapple.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like. And he blocked me, and he was starting some stuff up. And, you know, our boy Trader, him too. And he was like, no, like, it's not right. And, you know, talked about Papa Mags. And it's not right that you're withholding the coins. And it's like they're moving forward without us. And they promote it. And, you know, it's funny. It makes perfect sense because I guess the name of the exchange that they went on is MEXC, so it should be MEXC International C. American, no, right? Because Americans, you know, I don't even think they're allowed to use that unless they have a VPN.
They're not allowed to use that. But yeah, I thought that was kind of funny because they announced that they're going on MEXC the day after POG announces that they're going on MEXC. And Pogcoin is allegedly dropping on MEXC yesterday, as you're listening to it on Tuesday, which is tomorrow for today, April 22nd. So it looks like POG will officially be the first Theta chain token on MEXC. So shout out POG. Good job.
Wasn't there something about having trouble with the Theta coins? Wasn't there some like announcement about MEXC was having trouble or something? I don't know. I only half read articles.
I don't see how they would be having trouble if they got this one on there, because POG is a Theta token chain. So,
and you know what though? shout out to Pog. They actually gave they're planning on giving the coins to Americans or you know, they're without borders. Pog without borders. They are,
yes,
they're saying, you know what, it doesn't matter. We're not douchebags like Chris and Dan. We're just gonna give you the coin. So shout out Kyler. Thank you for that. You know, it's funny because I met, well, we talked to Kyler at ThetaCon 23.
Yeah. Right?
And sure. He was talking to, we were talking about the coin, and we had a couple interactions with him, or at least I did. And he was like, oh, tell me about Replay. And I was like, oh, because I'm like, are you giving the coins to Americans? And he goes, why? What do you mean? And I was like, oh, well, have you heard of these people called Replay? And they don't think Americans should get them. And he couldn't believe it. And yeah. You know what? And looks like we're getting our coins somehow. But yeah, good for international people and Jamar Quay Jr.'s. Yeah, good for everyone except us.
Oh, America. Back to Replay. I'm sorry. I thought you were still talking.
Oh, Pog. No. Good. That's good. Great for Pog. And yeah, that's great for everybody. For Theta. But you got Wes Levitt's pals over at Replay, you know, just screwing us over constantly. That's cool.
Yeah. But I did find it funny that that boy, Jamoriqua Jr., starts running his mouth. And then I reply to him and he blocks me. It's like, okay, cool. Nice interaction with you.
He blocked me after Trader responded. I didn't even have any. I think I put like promoted on Papa Mags to Trader's response.
Can't be having that.
Nanaimo. And yeah, you can't be having that. Then he blocked me and then changed his name to Mags. And then deleted his post. Posts, plural. Huh. Because, you know, he's just trying to spread a lot of stuff. But you know what? To be fair, we're a bunch of flutters. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry that us Americans just want equal treatment and that we want value for everyone's our play token. Our bad. Space
not
junk.
Just. Go ahead.
325 days. Hey, but at least they have at least they have a subchain.
Yee.
I wonder how much that costs to upkeep per month.
Yeah, that's money well spent. I'll say that.
Mm.
But you know what though? Hey, you know what? Shout out to Space Junk for doing the right thing and getting those contest winners. Probably the worst looking NFTs I've ever fucking seen.
Unbelievable. We're talking.
I know Chief has right one. The dude right in the hippo's mouth. That kind of art, you know, belongs in the Louvre.
Right up there with Biggie.
Yeah.
Outliers. You know how many days that's been?
Since his last comedy spot? Or?
No, that's recent. 221 days.
Oof.
Since he posted in Discord. I think it's dead. Wow. I think it might be dead.
It's
TGIF, though.
TGIF is still alive.
Yeah.
TGIF is still alive.
Yeah. We haven't brought this one up in a while. We haven't brought any of these up in a while. And this number is large. And you know what I'm talking about. The drinks. The drinks for Andrea. For Rum Professor.
Well, she talked about it on her episode, though.
But how many, you know, how
did
many
you
days were up
to her? Well, she dismissed it.
She dismissed it.
Did you not? You didn't listen to her episode with Kristen from Pattern.
702 days. Logan Paul. 454 days.
Even my co-host does not listen. I guess if he's not involved in it, he does not listen.
If I am involved in it, I don't treat it any differently.
Yeah, okay. My ball, Logan Paul. What was that?
454 days since his nonsense.
Isn't Tyson going to knock him out or something?
Dude, I hope so. Tyson, have you seen any of those hype videos that he's doing?
No.
I saw a video. It was like, oh, here's is it Logan or Jake that's fighting him? I can't.
I think it's Logan.
Okay. Well, one of them was like, he's got this, like, it looks like a girl boxer that's like punching him in the stomach, like he's getting ready. And then it shows, Tyson just like taking the guy's head off. Like, dude, Tyson, I don't see how Logan survives it. I mean, Tyson is still Tyson. Dude's ridiculous.
Take him out.
That should be fun.
I know he's my boy, but take him out, Mike.
Take him out and make him pay us. Actually, not me. I wasn't involved. But everybody
else. The people he rugged.
Yeah. We're here for the people. Dorks. 158 days.
Any update? Is that it?
No update. I think we just let that one die on the vine, you know, whatever. Mm. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Next. Imaginary friends. 70
Gary.
Days. 70 Gary. Days since Gary. Yeah. Yep. Theta Dragons. 95 days. So 95? That's 95. Wow. I had to check my handwriting. 95.
They're
going to
be at the century mark, as you say, or the 100.
Yeah.
Next week.
And the last one I have here on my list is WWZ in Pogland. We're up to 49 days since Kyler said, let's get it going. So,
what is going
Kyler,
on with that?
What's going on, bud? Got to get that going.
Oh, side note.
I know he likes
last.
On, I don't know, but.
He does. Last, I think this. So, real quick for the audience, can I tell them, Popper? So, like last week, we had a longer episode with our guests. So, this nonsense, I couldn't make it fit. So we're kind of like rehashing some stuff from last week. So, that we brought up. Why did I bring
that up? Something about Pog, WWZ.
Oh, yeah. I was on his space last.
There it is.
Last week, last Friday, not the Friday that just passed, but the previous Friday. Well, I was on both of them, but I won a Pogman PFP. Shout out to Magnum. I actually won something.
So. Beautiful. Well, I mean, if we're going to talk about winning things, and this episode didn't air that we talked about last week, I won an XR pineapple from our boys, Token Panda. He liked my reply with my dumpster fire, saying, hey, there goes my NFTs. And speaking of XR pineapples, he's got another, another collection or something dropping coming up in May at some point. The Monks, that's correct.
Yeah.
So if you
are like a big fan of Tony Shalhoub, you're going to love this. Wrong Monk. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Although, you know, my parents love that show, but that's a different story. Yeah. So if you are like me or Mags, and you have one of those dead pineapple keys from our boy Token Panda, you need to set up your wallet in a special way, like open up a new. I'm not 100% sure. I figured it out. It took a bit, but. Open up a new wallet within the wallet to get this drop. So, and then post your address. So if you don't got a pineapple key, I don't know what you're doing. These pineapples are seriously cheap and cool looking. Token Panda's a good dude. We're all about it. Not financial advice. I just think the guy's a good dude and I like the art. And they're relatively cheap compared to other pineapples, as we've seen this week.
I agree with the last caller. So,
so while we're on pineapples, since we didn't talk since last week got canceled by the network execs, we had some revelations of some mutagen pines since our last conversation here, including yours, truly.
Mine got revealed. Yeah, first one, no big deal. Yeah, most of them have green backgrounds. Mine, most of them are also Theta Guardians. They're holding the Theta and the T-Fuel in their hands. Fun fact, mine that it was based off didn't have the Theta in the hand, just it had the T-Fuel. So he must have been holding it down or something. But yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So yours was it? Was that a is that a T Fuel staker? Is that what that is? T Fuel holder?
Yeah, it's not a. There's no holder. It's a holder or staker, right?
Okay. Well, I'm just asking the professional over here.
So I'm not sure. I know. I'll tell you.
Well, while you're looking that up, I also noticed
it's a T Fuel staker. As I was. Yeah.
Boom, boom.
You're right.
So I noticed on Theta Rarity, I just happened to notice, there was a big shakeup in the pineapple rarities recently.
Yeah. Whoa. Your Pine Goo, which was ranked number 2,
unfortunately,
got dropped to number 4 now?
I believe 4, yeah.
Yeah, because it got leaped by another Pine Goo when another blue spiral glasses was open. But there's a new attribute. There's 2 new attributes on the loose.
I see.
Yeah, there is the T-Fuel hair gel, which is in the Skull 2599. Can't believe we never actually officially put that on the count up. I think that could be criminal, right?
That was a long count up for sure.
Cavendish. Cavendish has the weird shoulder armor on the samurai. He went from like ranked like 7,200 something to 21. So,
wow.
He moved up the rankings quite a bit, I would say. But I think it's only fair that, you know, they're reflected correctly.
I agree with that. I mean, you know, just like Splinter, you know, couldn't have given it to a nicer guy.
A lot of the tens of tens won't get that reference, but
That's okay. I know that the last time we spoke about this, we were kind of going back and forth and, you know, talking about the Grove, right? The Grove Wars and the allocation of the Grove coin and things of that nature. I've seen and heard a lot of people kind of giving their input over the last couple of weeks. I haven't seen any updates, but you know, I still am holding out hope that something will be done for pineapple holders. And to be still don't understand why Guardian nodes need anything from this. You know, it's a community project. I wouldn't expect, you know, you got Levita and you got Grove Wars, right? Levita's coming into this. They don't have a community. They're just kind of partnering with Data, and through the partnership with Data, giving out to the community members to build the community, right?
Yep.
Meanwhile, you got pineapples. Nothing wrong with that. I like that. That's cool. But meanwhile, you got pineapples, which is basically the biggest community within the Theta NFT system. And you come up with this white paper and you give them nothing and you give the Guardians 5%. It's like, right. Wait a minute. And then Edge nodes 10%, which, you know, listen, the Edge nodes, I get it. It seems like a lot, but, you know, if you're going to be doing AI, I don't know what kind of AI jobs we're doing with a video game here, but that's neither here nor there. But it just seems backwards. So I hope that something's done with that switches up. But, you know, at this point, I haven't heard anything new and I haven't seen anything new. So we're all just sitting here holding our breath.
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic about it. I think we will see something. I think we will see. I'm hoping to see a revised white paper with us included and spelled out in there. And I don't speak for anyone but myself or you, which you hate.
I get blamed for that a lot.
Yeah, but I think Rare has taken that into account, and I don't think it came out the way he wanted. I'm not defending him. I think the community was in the right to voice their concerns. But I'm optimistic that something's going to be done for the pine holders in a substantive way. You know, so I guess And if not, you know, we'll, we might have to maybe put on the countdown since when revision or whatever. But
yeah,
hopefully we'll see something sooner rather than later. But quick segue, and I'll let you go right back, is speaking of AI jobs and stuff like that, that's what Replay's thing is. So if you want to watch some of the worst movies and TV shows from the 1950s and 40s, hit up Replay, free plug. So you can do that, because they want to take over that it's a very niche space of you know, people who like to be told that they're getting rewarded, but they don't, just to watch 1950s public domain movies. So it's cool.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes. Cool. Pines.
Well, I'm optimistic about your optimism about the new allocations. And I'm also optimistic about Chief's apparent optimism with his new acquisition. Welcome to Chief's world, Wizard Pine, aka looks like Spawn.
For sure. That's a big move. It's, yeah. So I was just telling you before that Chief goes to bed early. He's early sleeper, early riser. I don't know what that's called.
He's mountain time, right?
It's a thing. Specifically he's mountain time. So he calls me like at 12:30 East Coast, and I'm about to pass out. And he's like, Mags, you got to listen to it. I go, what the hell's going on? I felt like he was being attacked. And he's like, I left a message with Baller. And I was like, why did you, I still don't know what's going on. And so he explains that he bought the Pine. And I was like, you know, how did that come to tell? And he said that, you know, he's been interested for a while. I know he's mentioned it to me before. I think he had a little, some of the salsa that night. Maybe too many,
chips and salsa,
chips, salsa, and, Bloody Marys. But, he wound up contacting Rare, I guess, who was, I don't know if he was at a meeting, later meeting on the weekend or dinner or something. He's like, and this is how Chief explained it to me. He's like, Mags, you know, I love the Deadpool pineapple, and T-Fuel was like going up. I think T-Fuel was like over 10 cents or at that time. So he wanted to like, he's like, oh crap. And then he's like, oh, he thought about James's pine. He's like, oh, maybe James, you know, we'll take that. So he contacted James, and James like, I don't have time for this. And he's like, well, Chief says something to the tones of, I'll probably sober up by the morning. So I probably don't have anything to talk to you about in the morning. So they made a deal, and they did it right on Theta Drop.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But then I saw, you sent me that today. But before that, I sent you a Cindy's purchase. It was like, what?
Yeah.
$8,000?
Yep.
What in the world was going on there?
Do you know what that one was?
Go ahead.
It wasn't
a Dragon.
No, this goes back to ThetaCon's original Unchained.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that. So,
wow,
that was the gold Simbi from ThetaCon Unchained, original one. That opened up. That was a challenge to get that one. So that's like a gold Fused Guardian custom. One of one. So extraordinary, yeah, as the kids would say.
Wow.
Yeah. So
who was that? Was that one of the Mr. Matatas or Leo Lions, or who was that?
That was, yeah, Leo Lions. I'm not even sure. Guy's big into country music, I think.
Well, you got a lot of, I mean, there's lions and what is that?
Tigers and bears. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lion King.
Lion King, yeah,
that's right.
Tiger King, Lion King, all of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, some big movements.
Yeah, that was a huge buy.
That's like, you know, Guardian or not Guardian. What is that? That is Dragon territory. You know, that kind of you know,
absolutely
US dollar equivalent.
Absolutely.
I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, both of those purchases are Dragon territory. Definitely the gold one is above the most recent Dragons, but yeah, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that gold fused Guardian came on the heels of this interview that Ivory did on Friday with some gamers. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to see it, but it was eye-opening even for me. Like, you know, I help out with the project, but I'm kind of, you know, I'm not much of a gamer and I'm not in on like the game development and things of that nature. I think it's cool. I'm looking forward to it. I want to play the game, but I'm not a gamer in that sense. Like, you know, so I don't have too much to add to those conversations. So I feel no reason to insert myself into those conversations. So kind of hearing and seeing it from this angle as just a community member, I was blown away. Like, first of all, the game's really cool. Apparently, he picked the wrong build mode, though. So it wasn't even the most recent one. So there was some things that he was like trying to run and he couldn't run. There was no sprinting. But the guys were like, wow, this is, you know, this is playing so fast. And Ivory's like, nah, man, he's just jogging right now. This is, you know, I want to be sprinting. So it seems like it's going to be like a super fast paced, like intense game. So that seems cool. Like the gamers were into that. But then he started talking about like some of his background that I either forgot or never knew. But he's been working with Epic Games for 5 years. And wow. He's got a team of 10 devs on and off. I don't know if they're all full-time, but I think 10 have like worked with, but 5 of those devs are from Epic and have worked on games like Fortnite, including Fortnite and The Last of Us, which I know he is a huge fan of The Last of Us. I've never played it. I'm not sure. Do you know? Are you familiar with that game?
Just the TV show.
Just the TV show. Okay.
I forgot it was a game. Yeah.
I'm assuming the TV show was based on the game, came out afterwards.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Okay.
Yeah, I think they changed the names to protect the innocent.
Yeah. Well, I should do that too. But then one of the other things that I think I never knew was that he spent 5 years creating military simulations. And according to him, it's kind of like building a video game. And it got him into really wanting to kind of take control of these things and build his own game. So, dude, my hype for Fuse Wars and just the whole Simbi ecosystem has been renewed with a vigor. I know it's been a little quiet, but man, it's around the corner for sure. And just the in-grounds that he already has with Epic and things like that, man. I don't know. If you're good at picking up breadcrumb trails, there's plenty out there for you. So,
and we will be right back.
This week's episode is brought to you by Dr. Theta's Community Guardian Node, Theta's premier community guardian node, where you can stake your Theta if you don't run your own guardian node. Best of all, 100% uptime, so you do not miss any rewards, and zero fees, so you earn 100% of your T fuel. Trusted by Theta Labs, you can easily stake directly within your wallet. Simply go to the staking tab, choose Delegated Guardian Node, and find Dr. Theta's Guardian Node. Quick, simple, reliable, and best of all, safe, as the coins never leave your wallet. Stake with the Doc today.
This week's episode is brought to you by GuardiansofTheta.com, offering 0% one-click Theta Guardian staking with random monthly token giveaways. Guardians also airdropped everyone staking with him an NFT that you're able to stake and earn T-Vibe. 100% uptime, zero fees, random giveaways, what's not to love? Stop paying 4% and come join the fam with Guardians of Theta.
Papa Max Podcast.
Panimals. Panimals.
Panimals. Yeah. What a we had a massive drop, right? I mean, this thing, this was shocking to me, to be honest with you, the success that this thing had, because you didn't have very long to get these things. I think he said 51 hours. Is that, does that seem fact checkable, accurate?
Yeah. I'm not going to check it because that was about the, yeah. So here's the deal. They all sold out. It was a small run, 325. There was 5 fish hidden in there. Some whale came in late Saturday night during the drop and just went apeshit, wound up minting 4 sloths, and then he bought another sloth. So they have 5 sloths and 2 fish. So they stopped like 10 short of the mint because they got the 2 fish and they had all those sloths. So a lot of crabs in there.
Oh, man.
But this individual basically has like seemingly like a, you know, 40 to 50% chance, depending on how many people make their full sets of Panamals, of winning the free ticket, which I'm one of them. So, or maybe even less than that, maybe 30 to 40 or something. But yeah, so I know Dole's got, I think Dole's going to get a set. I think he's going to buy something from me. But who is it? Char?
Well, Dole also has a fish, right?
He does. He scooped that from me. I minted and then he minted and hit it.
Gotcha.
Right after, yeah, his group of 7.
So do we know this unknown whale? Is this unknown whale big in any other project too? Can we identify this?
I can't figure it out. I know Zilla reached out to me Sunday morning and was like, man, I don't know what the heck's, I don't know who this person is. Not much in their account, I guess. So I guess maybe we'll find out on Apedon or Slothedon to Panimals. I think I saw Max or Camp Kyle say something like, oh man, maybe I should have charged more.
But, yeah, I did see that.
But yeah.
But hey, I just want to give Camp Kyle a shout out here, because we all know that this guy is like the king of the troll hunters. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, if there's a troll on Twitter, like, he's the one that's just like, okay, I'm on a canoe with nothing to do, bing bing bing, I'm going after trolls. So this guy trolled every single person in Theta that bought one of these Panimals, because he intentionally, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, he intentionally made crabs the most common animal so that he could give everybody crabs. I guarantee it. This guy, I would not put it past him. But when I think animals in Panama, I do not go directly to crabs. I don't know about you, but I've never been to Panama.
He gave us crabs.
He definitely did. And, you know, I'm a big soft shell crab fan. How about you? You like those?
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. But that's not what these were.
No. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting to see Camp Theta 24.
Yeah.
I saw he had a post this week. He says, hey, there's like, or if I'm telling you, if you listen now, he had the post last week, whatever. But I mean, he still has the post, so I don't know why I'm whatever. He basically said there's 2 ways right now to get to Camp Theta. One is if you win the set of the full animal set, sloth all the way down to crab. They're doing the contest for the last ticket, I think on the first, or you can buy one that whale posted one for 41,000 T fuel. on Open Theta. So you can buy one for 41,000 or win. Seems like the guaranteed thing is just buy the one for 41,000, but what do I know? I don't got that kind of money.
Yeah. Start on staking your T-Fuel, folks. So, you know, we got canceled last week. So one of the things that we brought up was this LNQ token. It's an AI token that, you know, I got into early. Looks pretty cool. I actually want to use the AI. It's a marketing cert. Like they have different tools that they're going to come out with for businesses, basically. And I'm interested in using it for the business I work for. So I, after getting looking into it, Poppin' Mags, of course. Got to find target listeners that want to talk about secret pineapples. So they had an AMA this past week, a week ago yesterday, as you were.
The biz call a real AMA.
A real AMA.
Not a fake AMA.
This was like an actual AMA where anybody could go up on stage and ask a question. They read all of the questions from Discord and Telegram and answered them appropriately. And the team doxed themselves. Like, they kind of did this thing where when they first came out, it was a stealth launch. No one really knew too much about who they were, what they were doing. I don't know why they felt the need to do that. But, you know, opportunity comes with it. Like, the risk came with a cost. Like, you know, you're... Who knows what this is going to be? But turns out that these guys are from ARC, ARC, which is like a pretty well-known another AI crypto company. And they came over there and they created this. But shout out to LNQ for having an AMA where they literally answered every single question and no one got silenced. And they didn't call timeout after an hour.
I take it the AMA wasn't hosted on Theta's Twitter account.
It was not hosted on Theta's Twitter account. They actually did it on their own account, surprisingly. Who does that, right?
Oh,
and
new world.
And it's amazing, like, these guys are actually using AI technology. Like, I don't know, it's wild.
Wow, so much going on.
Yes. Yep. There is a ton going on. And a lot of what is actually going on these days is meme coins. So I would like to welcome you guys to our newest segment, the Meme Coin Corner. Here we go.
This is actually happening. Okay.
This is actually happening. I mean, here we are, dude. Here we are. Can you imagine us in 2017, back when we got into this thing, being at all interested in a meme coin?
We were nowhere near Doge back then, right?
Exactly.
Nowhere near Doge, and now everything's a meme coin.
I know. It's crazy because always like, man, like these coins, they're all just going to go to zero, right? They're all going to go to zero. And then all the kind of liquidity is going to come over. Alexa, stop. And
did you hear me do that? I was muted.
No, I saw you. I know. So we thought that these meme coins were going to go to zero. And they, if you're just talking about utility, they should go to zero because there is no utility. But hey, people like meme coins. And I think we've both agreed and said it before that I don't have anything against meme coins as long as they're just like admitting that they're a meme coin. It is what it is, right? Like, you know, T-Burr came out and it was like, you know, the only thing that we had against that was the fact that the guy was just trash in NFTs. Like, if you would have just skipped the part about trash and NFTs and dropped T-Burr, then everything would have been fine. In my opinion, I would have left it alone. I might have even gotten some. Like, who knows?
Might have even called it a different name.
Maybe. Yeah. Could have. But.
Could, maybe.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But now we got Dogzilla as well coming out on Theta. Was there another one on Theta recently? I thought I saw another one too.
I don't know if it was on Theta, but it looked like, I don't know if Kyle was joking, Camp Kyle, there was Seaweed.
Oh, yes. Seaweed. I don't think he was joking. It's not on Theta though.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. He turned his original 420 fish into a meme coin. Which, hey, that's cool. I think it's funny, you know? Especially if you can if you're just saying it's a meme coin, there's no harm in it, right? What hurts is when you say you're creating a coin that has actual value and it's just a meme. Right. Like we have plenty of those examples.
Replay. Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't going to say it, but you did. And then now we have the Plandemic as well. That one's not on Theta, but I know Ivory is making the art for it and just seems like they're having a good time with what's going on with that one. I don't know, man. I still don't fully understand the whole meme coin thing, but I do know enough to know that a lot of money has been made and lost for sure. Because one person making money, it means another one's losing.
You could say the same thing about Bitcoin, like if, right?
100%. Yeah, like anything else. But yeah, I still don't understand the draw completely. But man, there's some. It's everywhere right now. It's crazy.
Well, I don't know if you remember this, and probably a lot of people out there don't know what the hell we're talking about. But do you remember Jimmy McMillan? I voted for him for governor before. No. Oh, he was he was from the Rent's Too Damn High party. You don't remember him?
Yes. Why didn't you just say the Rent's Too Damn High?
Yeah, whatever. But because breakfast, like the amount of meme coins.
Yeah.
The amount of meme coins is too damn high. There's just so many of them.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that? He had a line that was like breakfast, lunch, and dinner something.
Yeah. Yeah, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Saturday Night Live, they did a thing on that governor's debate. He was there and it was Keenan did it. And it's funny because Keenan did a great job, but it was like, and it was so funny, but it was like, it was even funnier watching the real debate, seeing this guy, Jimmy McMillan, go off. What is that? Art imitating life, imitating art, imitating.
Yep. Well, I had also here just a shout out to HGH. He came.
This is the HGH ad out time of the show. We usually do towards the end. Yep. Shout out HGH.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly the way this happened last week. So yeah, HGH recently came out with the Prince Pug Challenge. And, there's not too many projects on Theta Drop that you, like at any given time, you can be like, yeah, they're probably working on the project. You know, I would say Simbies for sure. I would throw HGH in there. I would throw Passaways in there. Pogs obviously is always working, but that's a little bit different. They're kind of inherited, I would say, rather than community, like original Theta community. But after those four, it's like, is there another project that, I don't know, Pines, I hope. It's just hard to tell. Tygons?
I feel like people like the frog dude because he always has stuff too going on.
There is a ton of frog challenges all the time. Is he streaming again anymore? Because that was his big thing, right?
I don't know. I had a cease and desist from his law office. I can't even watch his stuff, I think.
From the frog guy?
No.
No, that was from him.
No, I'm just kidding. That was, he went quiet after I kicked my own ass if I spent that much on a video game or something about Fuse Wars.
Yeah, because he obviously didn't know what he was talking about. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, you got anything else over there? You know what? It's going to be a little bit too late, but Pogger ending tonight, the swap. So too bad if you haven't swapped at this point. So sorry. Should have listened to us a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, they could have listened to us last week too, but we cut that out. But I mean, the week before and, you know, other things. So.
Or any time before that. Yeah. Was I not paying attention? You brought up the Coca-Cola Pog redemption.
Like, look at my notes. I can't even read this. It's on the back of a Papa Mag sticker.
Are you serious? It is. Incredible.
It is. Yep.
Well, it's definitely like inverted for me, so I couldn't even read it if I was there, probably.
Yep.
We might need to get him on another count up as well, because we were promised here the Pog Champ raffle for that slammer was going to happen in the quote unquote next few days. And we all know what a few days means, right?
You know, a lot of times it's a few days is, you know, almost a year. If not longer.
Yes. Well, this is like, I mean, aren't they official Theta partners? So that kind of, they take the same meaning of words, right? So,
And
we're only adjacent.
For any new listeners, what Popper's referring to is back in the day when we started up, there was an AMA that came out the day after our first episode, right? And it was put out that NFT transfers off of ThetaDrop were a few days out, and that was a big that like launched the count ups, I think, because that few days was
a few weeks.
It was over 300 days, right? It was over 300 days.
It was over a year.
I don't know. Okay, few days.
So hopefully, a few days is more in line with like this week, but we'll see. So, and hopefully, you know, I win that thing. That'd be great. Oh. Well, I know you can't read your notes, but can you remember anything else that we got to?
Yeah, I was talking about Fallout, the TV show, and this thing is fucking insane. It's on Amazon and maybe Freevee too, but you know, so Freevee. It says on. I watched it on Amazon. It says Freevee on IMDb. Freevee, for people don't know, it's like a Amazon light. They don't do any promise you to gimmick coins and then fuck you over. Regardless, this Fallout TV show melted my mind. You can't even see my head. It's all melted. But if you have time and you're into some mind warping fucking alternate reality, alternate Earth scenario, Fallout's where you want to check that out. That's my plug from a really good streaming service. I mean, relatively speaking, from what we're used to.
Ooh, ouch. Since we're giving shout outs, shout out Sushi Cat. That's from me, Popper. By the way, shout out.
Not me.
Well, I just happened to notice a little DM message back and forth with Sushi Cat, and I got no credit for it, even though I don't deserve credit for it, because it wasn't me, but it could have been me.
Okay, well, here's the, like, Popper decides he wants to log into the Papa Mags account, and then he's acknowledging these messages that have long been acknowledged, and I knew it wasn't him, and because I don't think we have any interns have access right at the moment. I think that got taped off. So obviously I knew it was you.
All right. Hey, I think Papa Mag's After Hours is coming to a close here, but good times as always, man. All right, guys, later. We will see you on the boards.
have been listening to the Pops and Mags Pinecast. Music provided by Sushi Cat. Like what you hear? Send that cat a very nicely worded compliment on Twitter at JustAdSpam. Pops and Mags is a Scumbag Hat production in association with Pam's Day Spa.